The Warriors and Spurs tipping off the first round of the NBA playoffs in this Game 1 at Oracle Arena, a Saturday matinee, and the Warriors rise and shine with great energy from the jump. Kevin Durant delivering 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists to the effort. Klay Thompson lighting it up from distance, 5 trays on the way to a game-high 27 points. And JaVale McGee, a real impact on both ends, adding 15 points to the mix as the Warriors take Game 1, 113-92 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
You know, we finally got back to defending the way we have, the way this team has for many years, even before I got here. You know, they were one of the top 5 defensive teams in the league. So you have to be able to count on that foundation. And I thought our defense was great, and that set the tone.
Regarding Klay, obviously he's always been a good shooter, but what's kind of the art and science being able to be so prolific when you don't have the ball that much in your hands?
Well, Klay is big and strong and never gets tired, and he works off the ball as well as anybody in the league. And guy's a tremendous shooter. I mean, it's a good combination when you have that kind of stroke and that size and strength as well.
Steve, what went into the decision to start Iguodala over Quinn Cook, and how do you think that impacted the start for you guys?
Just wanted to put our best defensive lineup on the floor from the beginning. I think the whole point of these games here early in this series is to reestablish our defense. I think you guys know over the last month or so our defense has been subpar. So can't win in this league in the playoffs unless you defend, and they defended tonight, and we went with our best defensive group.
Steve, what did you think of what JaVale was able to give you, and do you see yourself keeping him in that starting lineup going forward?
Probably. He was great. JaVale was great. He's got, you know, obviously a lot of length and, you know, shot blocking ability and mobility. I like his speed. So he was great. So we'll, yeah, there's no reason to take him out.
Coach, doubling back on what you said about Andre, you know, he's given you great performances over the years. What keeps you having the confidence and putting him in these situations in the playoffs?
You mean other than the fact that he was a finals MVP a couple of years ago?
Yes.
There's that. Yeah. There's the Olympics. There's multiple rings, All-Star. He's a great player.
Steve, you also cut down the rotation just a little bit. Basically, the 9 kind of had Nick Young out of it.
Yeah.
Are you in – what was thinking there? Was that partly the defensive mentality also? What was the rotation cut down about?
It's just, you know, playoffs. Generally speaking, you cut down a little bit. We had some combinations that we wanted to get to, and that was game one, and – things change in the playoffs. We all know that. And so I thought Nick did a good job down the stretch helping us close the game. We need those minutes. We're so thin on the wing that we have to have guys eat up some minutes. And I thought he did that for us. But there's going to be moments where he's going to play a more important role at some point during the playoffs. We know that. But for now, this was the lineup that we decided to go with.
Steve, there are times when both Andre and also JaVale came off. Looked like they were both shaken up different times of the game and went over and talked to Chelsea and our Drew. Where do they stand now? Are they okay? I mean, what do you know about their status?
I think JaVale's fine. I think Andre got a Charlie horse. He got a knee in the quad, which is very painful. And it was good that we didn't have to put him back in the game down the stretch. And obviously he'll get treatment and try to get better.
You told us that you had a team meeting after Curry went down with his first ankle injury of the season about honing in on defense and about putting defense first. Was there a similar such discussion before the playoffs began?
Yeah, it's called playoff preparation. We had 2 days to prepare, and that's the message. You got to defend, and, you know, you give them a few tips, you know, things that we might want to do, but it ultimately just comes down to players competing and bringing the effort, and they brought it tonight. It was a different level of play than what we've seen from the past month, which I expected, but now we got to keep doing it. You know, that's the thing. This is one game. I remember last year Houston beat the Spurs by 30 in San Antonio in game one. The Spurs went and beat them 4 out of the next 5, so it's one game. That's all.
Coach, the ball was going through Kevin Durant for much of the game. How much of that is a total going away from, you know, the system that you use with Curry in there?
Well, we are a little different when Steph's out, obviously. Kevin has the ball in his hands a lot more. It's not rocket science. He's Kevin Durant, so we're going to give him the ball a lot.
Steve, you just pointed out that game one wins don't mean everything, but did you feel a certain sense of urgency given how the team's been playing to make a statement in this game and make it early on, and do you think the team felt that too?
I thought it was important to reestablish our defense, you know, one way or the other, win or lose. Like, we had to bring the effort at the defensive end because that's the only way you can have success in the playoffs. And that's the reason this is a championship team. You know, those guys get all the credit for shooting their shots and scoring points. That's where the glory. That's where the glory ends up. But it's the defense that has been the key for this team for years. So it was important to reestablish that. I thought we did that. But again, we've got to do it again and again and again.
Could you tell right away, though? I think you guys forced a shot clock violation, maybe third possession of the game. I mean, could you just tell within the first few minutes what it was going to be like?
Yeah. Yeah, you could feel the intensity right from the start, and the length of our guys out there with Andre and Clay in the backcourt, and when everybody is active with that kind of ability and speed, it can be effective, as it was early in the game. It set a good tone.
Steve, getting back to JaVale, it seems in theory that Aldridge could be a really tough matchup for him. He's so crafty. He gets guys in the air pretty well. How do you explain how effective JaVale has been against him, not just tonight but some other games too?
Well, I mean, he's incredibly tall and quick off his feet, and so go play a pickup game. You know, it's harder to play against guys who are really tall. It just is, you know. They challenge the shots better, and LaMarcus is, I think, the best low post scorer now that we have in the game, and you know, he's a tremendous shooter, and we just want to be able to challenge those shots, knowing that he's gonna make a lot of them. But I think JaVale was able to challenge some of them and make it difficult.
All right, game two is right back here at Oracle Arena on Monday night before the series shifts to San Antonio for games 3 and 4 on Thursday and Sunday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.